Welcome to the How Legends Are Made radio show, the fastest growing coaching show on the web.
This is the podcast that teaches you how to achieve your dreams and live a legendary life.
Today is the day you make your dreams happen. Booyah!
Are you tired of watching other people achieve the success that you want?
When you believe in you as much as you want others to believe in you, success is going to find you. Come on, you legendary maniacs! There's room for you at the top of the mountain. Stake your claim to a legendary life. Booyah!
And now the voice of How Legends Are Made Radio. The man who believes everyone is destined to live a legendary life. Dan Blackburn.
Booyah! Hey, welcome to another edition of How Legends Are Made Radio. This is Dan Blackburn. You know, as always, same old story. I'm your host, the host with the most. Hey, thanks for joining me, and I'm always excited to be sharing my message with you. Today, I'm going to talk to you about authenticity. That's right, authenticity. It's not a, it's not an old furniture swap. It's not an antique swap. We're looking at authentic furniture. We're talking about the authentic you, the authentic me. Before we dive head first right into the deep end on that one, real quick, I want to acknowledge, I received three emails this week and giving me thumbs up, high fives, all the good stuff. All three of them had something in common. They were asking me where they could get more info and get dialed into more programs, more content, etc. So I sent them to danblackburn.com. I'm going to do the same for you. So go to danblackburn.com/programs. All of the events I'm speaking at and online programs, everything that I offer is there at your disposal. So go check it out. Sign up for the free chapter of my upcoming book. Sign up for, there's free videos there. There's free content. So get all the free stuff that's on there. I put it up there so I can teach you what I know, what I've done, the mistakes I've made. Yes, I know it's hard to believe that Dan Blackburn has actually made mistakes, but he's made lots and lots of them. That's in fact why I'm here. It's why I get to do the stuff that I do now, is because every time I make a mistake, I learn. I see what I did right. I see what I did wrong, and I pick up the pieces and keep moving forward. You got it. That's what it takes to be legendary. And while you're there on danblackburn.com, make sure you visit our podcast section and listen. There's more podcasts. There's cool stuff there as well. That stuff is all free, F-R-E-E. I said before, I don't know what the acronym for free is. I'll come up with a really cool jazzy one, but it's free, so take it. So danblackburn.com or howlegendsaremade.ca. Either one of those, you will get all the info you want. And thank you to those three emails that came in this week. Awesome, cool, groovy stuff. So today, authenticity. I was at an event this week and was just celebrating the launch of someone's program and helping them, you know, support them the way they support our community and people and friends and family that I'm a part of. And someone approached and introduced himself to me, and I said, "Oh, it's great to meet you. I listen to your podcast. You know, I've seen you at a couple of events. It's fantastic." And then they went on to, in this conversation, where I sort of got this sense that, you know, they thought that, or they were alluding to the fact that, you know, it must be good, and it must be worthwhile to live in a place where everything is smooth sailing, and you know the words. The phrase that they use where, you know, everything just comes easy at this point. And I laughed and I said, well, here's the reality that, you know, yes, I'm dynamic and powerful, empowered, I'm successful, but I'm also vulnerable. I'm also the authentic me, because in addition to all that stuff, I have moments where I'm sad, where I'm lonely, where I fail, I make mistakes, I'm stubborn. Yes, just ask my wonderful partner, Stephanie. And ask my beautiful daughters, Taylor and Allie. They will tell you firsthand that I can be stubborn. That's true, me. S-T-U-B-B-O-R-N. I'm sure Taylor and Allie and Stephanie listening now, they have big, ripe smiles on their faces. So yeah, I can be stubborn. I can be guarded. I can not trust. I can hold off on stuff. But the reality is that I've developed a strategy or a way to not let that stuff slow me down. I've developed a way to use those moments as cues to shift or to get focused and stay on track for where I'm going. So, hey, I'm like you. In fact, I'm a mirror for you. Whatever it is that you are going through in your life, the struggles, the frustrations, the challenges, maybe the things you want to change, the places you want to go, the people you want to meet, the limitations, the strings, the binds, the chains that are holding you back from making that stuff happen. I go through that too. And successful people and legendary people that I've had the privilege of working with and coaching and mentoring, they also go through that as well. So when I talk about authenticity, I think the first step is for me is to peel back the cover or the lid and say, hey, that's me. So being successful is not about being absent of struggle. Being successful is being able to move through the presence of struggle. So I'll say that again. Being successful is not the absence of struggle. Being successful is the ability to be present to your struggle and then moving through. So I feel pain. I get frustrated. I get angry, but I go through it. So what I want to share with you today is, in addition to, hey, here's where I am, I want to encourage you to be vulnerable. You know, feel what it is that you're feeling. I mean, if you don't feel sadness or anger or pain or struggle or those things that we typically wrap around as dark and bad and, oh, those are the scary things we have to stay away from. No, it's not fear. Run for your life. Run for your life. And oftentimes that speaks more to a man because we're not allowed to be afraid and we're not allowed to be sad typically. And in women, it's like, ooh, don't be angry. So women, get angry. Men, be afraid. Do it in a way that serves you, that gets you through the pain or the discomfort. Because here's the truth. We all feel those things, every single one of us. And if you don't, then, you know, you're probably dead. And that's not a good thing. In fact, that's not good at all, because how are you supposed to download anymore Dan Blackburn, How Legends Are Made podcast if you're dead? So don't be dead, be alive and feel the stuff that you're feeling. You know, legendary people are not superheroes. Legendary people don't make their way through life without the angst or without the anxiousness and the fear and the struggles that go along with it. They've learned how to adapt. They've learned how to figure that stuff out. So, you know, you don't have to be the superhero. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to figure it all out. In fact, if you did all of that, if you had all of the answers, if you could figure it all out yourself, if you could dot all the I's and cross all the T's, I can tell you right now, you'd probably be one of the most lonely people on the planet. And if you think about your life, if being alone is what you want less of, and you want to reach out to more people, I would ask you, how vulnerable, like how authentic are you being in your life to the people, places, and things that you interact with? I mean, honestly, how authentic are you? Because by nature, people, humans, want to give. They want to support. They want to offer. They want to share. They want to lend someone a helping hand. I had this amazing experience this last week where I took my Taylor and Allie, both of us, and we went and we helped this amazing charity called Million Dollar Smiles. And I'll do a podcast about this all in of itself, because it's an amazing charity. And we built a playground for a four-year-old, young disabled girl. And I said to my daughters when we left, I said, we didn't do that today because we were rising above and we were better, or we were superheroes, or we did this amazing feat that we should be given like high fives all the way around for the rest of our lives. No, we did that stuff because that's what we're supposed to do as humans. We are supposed to help people. So if you're struggling right now with being alone, not having the answers, not knowing how to go from where you are to where you want to be, there's a very good chance that you're not reaching out to the people around you. And here's the irony. The people around you want to help. They want to offer their guidance, their support, just to listen, a shoulder to cry on, someone to vent, whatever it is, they're there. And the more you don't use those people, the sooner they'll leave. So I bring it back to what I said before. If you're looking at your life and you feel that you don't have the support, you don't have the leadership, you don't have the direction and guidance around you, I would ask you, if you're showing up, if you're not being all of you, if you are being inauthentic, if you're not being vulnerable, there's a very good chance that that's why you're alone, because you're disconnecting the natural flow. Someone wants to give, you don't want to take, you don't want to acknowledge that you need their help, so they're going to go and find somebody, something, somewhere else to lend their help. And you do that enough in your life, and eventually you'll find that the people that you want to have around you, the support you need, isn't there. So what is it that you're holding back on? What are the things or the thing that right now in your life that you'd like to get through? And, you know, it's important to know, and I said at the start, you know, we were all broken at some point. We were all broken at some point, and we may be broken in this moment. And we've also been triumphant. We've also risen above whatever it was that was holding us back. We've done it. So if you're at a place now where you're feeling down, you're feeling like you can't get through, then just know that the triumphant part is just around the corner. You just need to keep working. You just need to keep putting one foot in front of the other, leaning on people for support. Be authentic. Be 100% yourself. Put your arms up in the air and say, I don't know how to move from here. I do not know what to do, how to do it, or how to get to where I want to get to. And the people will appear. The support will be there for you. In fact, the support is already there for you. You're just choosing not to use it. So feel that pain. You know, parents, this person I spoke to at this event, you know, when as the conversation went on, you know, she acknowledged that she's a parent, and what her concern is, you know, there's times where she feels frustrated because she's not able to bring what it is she wants to bring to her children. And I said, so, you know, you're not the perfect parent. She goes, no, I'm, you know, by far, I'm not the perfect parent. Well, guess what? Nobody's the perfect parent. Nobody is. We all make mistakes in parenting. We do a good job. I do the best job I can do. I love, I care. I do all the things I have to do. And at the end of the day, yeah, there's some stuff I do bad. There's some stuff I do wrong. There's some things that in retrospect I could have done differently, but I'm just me. I'm just living the true, authentic self. I share, I put out who I am, I live in that place, and when someone has feedback for me and asks for something different from me, then I'm open to it. And I take that guidance and I either use it or I say thank you, and sometimes I don't use it because it's not the guidance I need, but I just use it. And you're the same way. So there's no perfect parenting. There's no perfect plan. There's no perfect strategy. In our live events, I talk to people about building a blueprint for their life. Well, there's no perfect blueprint. It's not something you write down on paper once and then you put it on a shelf and then you read it day by day and you follow the steps A, B, C, D and all the way through to the end of the alphabet and then you get successful. No, it doesn't work that way. It's dynamic. So who you are is dynamic, but it starts with you being authentic. Be all of you all the time and treat people with kindness. Treat people with the love and the respect that you want in return. Like, what things are troubling you right now? So here's the exercise for this podcast. Grab a piece of paper and a pen, grab your device, write it down. So what thing or things are troubling you right now? Like, we all have them. You're not immune to them. So if someone's listening to this podcast and says, well, there's nothing troubling me right now, I'd ask you to think, what is the thing that might be holding you back? The thing that you're choosing not to look at, the thing that is not on your radar screen that may jump up and bite you at some point down the road. Be authentic. Do that inventory. So what is the thing or things that are troubling you right now? And then who can you speak to? Someone you trust, someone you care, someone who you believe will give you the direction, the guidance that you need. Who can you go speak to? But here's the piece that makes it all happen. You must get to the place where you can be authentic. I mean, you really have to talk about your feelings. And shares, like, I'm afraid to make that phone call, or I'm afraid to go after that next part of my life. I'm afraid to create that career. I'm afraid to have that conversation with my spouse or my partner and start that conversation, because every time we have the conversation, it ends up being an argument. It ends up being something that I don't like, so I just don't have the conversation. Like, whatever it is, are you afraid to go and speak to your boss or speak to someone who maybe has the ability or has the authority to offer you a different position or change your position in your current career? What is it that's holding you back? So what's troubling you? Remember, we all have them. Even Dan Blackburn, we all have them. You're not immune from them. I am not immune from them. And speak to someone that you trust and share all of you. You have to be vulnerable, baby. You have to be fully authentic. Mad, glad, sad, and scared are typically the four feelings that we have inside of our body. So stop trying to muscle your way through and avoid or prevent those feelings from surfacing. Feel that stuff. Be authentic. It's there for a reason. Those feelings are your barometer, baby. Those feelings, your feelings are your barometer to get to where you want to be. How many times in your life have you had a moment where you said, oh man, I should have listened to myself. I knew the warning signs were there. I just didn't listen. Oh, I should have known. Oh, of course I knew. I knew it was going to work. I knew I should have. How many times have you done that? Well, that, my friend, is the pain of regret because you didn't listen to your feelings. So stop trying to fight your way through and force things to happen and just go with the flow. Go with being authentic. Start there. Share all of you, your gladness, your fears, your sadness, your anger. Bring it all to the table. Share what it is, what feeling is holding you back. Not what thing, not the thing that's holding you back. What feeling is holding you back? What feeling stops you from getting the thing that right now in your life is troubling you? The thing that's in your way, that's the space, it's the river between the bank that you're standing on and the bank across the river that you'd like to be on. So being authentic and being vulnerable creates that bridge that takes you from this side of the island to the other side of the island. It's that simple. And you have to be willing to be vulnerable. You have to be willing to risk it and be authentic. If there's anyone listening to this and it applies to them, do it. If you have a partner, a friend, a spouse, a brother, a sister, an aunt, an uncle, somebody who you know is struggling, share this with them. Because I want you to know that we are not immune from this. There is nobody who gets to skirt around this issue or not deal with the things that go on. You have feelings inside you for a reason. They're your barometer. Use them, listen to them, follow them, treat them with care and love, and share them. Share them with the people you trust, and legendary stuff will start to flow in your direction. It's that simple. I am coming to the end. That's it. Another podcast. Wow, another one in the books. I love these podcasts. I L-O-V-E, love these podcasts. I love doing them, love talking. And hey, I know there's times when I do these podcasts, it's therapeutic for me, just for me to share my true self, my stuff, my experiences, my story. So hey, the fact that I'm doing it already, I said before, I'm a mirror to you. Well, I'm mirroring what's going on for you. I'm just doing this stuff because it's inside of me and I just listen to my heart and I say, okay, Dan, there's the gas pedal, put it to the floor and make it happen. That's why I am here. And that's why I'm challenging, encouraging, inviting you, holding you, hugging you, reaching out to you and saying, you deserve to have a legendary life. You were born, you were put on this planet to live a legendary life. That's it. So before I go, remember, go over to howlegendsaremade.ca and find all kinds of groovy, funky podcasts. Cruise around there once you're on that site and go to my program section and look for any programs. Anything you'd like to know more of, there's free content, there's videos. I have live events, I have online events. So, hey, however I can help you, support you, guide you, serve you, I'm here for you. Email me, drop me a note, let me know what's going on for you, anything you'd like me to discuss, talk more about. I'm always happy, happy, happy to oblige. That's it. And oh yeah, one last thing, make sure you get the free chapter of my book. My book is only about 9-10 weeks away from hitting the marketplace, so I can't wait. And when you get the free chapter, you'll also be on the waiting list. You will be at the front of the line, baby, to get the book when it comes out. So I'm out of here. This is Dan Blackburn for the How Legends Are Made radio show. And yeah, people, you know what I'm going to say. You have to. You always, every single day, every moment of every single day when you wake up from when you go to bed, always, always, always remember to
dream, plan, and execute your way to a legendary life. Booyah. Thank you for listening to How Legends Are Made with Dan Blackburn. Do you want to hear more from Dan? Go to howlegendsaremade.ca and subscribe to the How Legends Are Made iTunes channel. And remember to leave a comment so Dan knows you're listening.